Welcome to the Emotional Wealth Podcast, hosted by certified financial planner, Lon W. Brosky. Every 2 weeks, Lon discusses the current most relevant topics in today's financial climate. He will share with you his insights from 20-plus years of experience that he has found is most important in accomplishing your financial goals. Topics include the equity markets, saving and investing for your goals, the impact on your financial plan as it relates to current events, and more. Now, here is your host of Emotional Wealth, Lon Brosky.
Welcome to this edition of Emotional Wealth. My name is Lon Brosky. I'm a certified financial planner with Pines Wealth Management St. Louis. And the reason why we do these podcasts is for you, the listener. We want to help our listeners make better, more intelligent decisions within their financial plan, which will ultimately help keep them on track with their goal. And so today, we're going to be talking about who investors should be listening to. But before we do, I always like to start off these podcasts with a quote. And today's quote comes from Thomas Dryden. And Thomas says, "Be nice to people on your way up because you might meet them on your way down," which is so relevant. It's about staying humble, regardless of whether you're on top of the mountain or whether you're just starting to climb it. Stay humble. And so, who do we listen to? Most of us listen to the financial media, right? That's a major source of influence and information for us, right? We listen to family, friends, and we also listen to talking heads on television. So, what I'm referring to is, who do you listen to as investors? I'm referring to what you read, what you hear, and what you see, because that all has a major influence on your attitudes and perhaps the direction of your investment strategies. Why should we care about who we listen to as investors? Why does it matter? Whether it be the financial media, our friends, or talking heads. Why is it so important? The reason why it's so important is because, and we have all heard this term, one size never fits all. We have all heard this term, one size fits all. When it comes to investing, one size does not fit all. Your situation is unique to you. You have different goals. You have different risk levels. You have different investments. You have different savings rates. You have different ages in which you would like to retire. All those things do not fit nice and neatly in a box. However, we are to believe that everything fits nicely in a box for us financially. Let's start with the financial media, because the financial media is everywhere. You see it, you read it, and you listen to it. It's omnipresent. You can't get away from it. It's some person sitting in front of a half a dozen cameras on national TV giving you financial advice. Number one, that financial advice is not specific to you. Number two, they're giving that financial advice to everyone. And we just talked a moment ago how your investment life does not fit into a box. Every single person who listens to this podcast is different. Maybe we have some common characteristics, but if we drill down deeper and at the core of your financial plan is unique. Warren Buffett, the world's greatest investor, has said numerous times and on numerous occasions, has many times expressed the fact that he doesn't read newspapers. He doesn't pay attention to economists. He doesn't read predictions. That does not interest him, because those have nothing to do with what he's trying to do for his clients. And he'll tell you, don't listen to people like me. What I'm trying to do may be entirely different than you. sure, there may be a couple of insights that you could potentially use inside of your plan, but don't do what I do. Because what I do is unique for my clients. That's what Warren Buffett has told us in interview after interview. Warren Buffett will tell you that he doesn't know where the markets are going tomorrow. He'll tell you that he doesn't know where the markets are going next week, next month, next year. He just knows that the markets over a long period of time are going to go up. That's what he'll tell you. And that's advice that a long-term investor can use in their own financial plan. He just doesn't care about what happens in the short term. But yet the financial media does. That's where their focus is. Their focus is short term. Their focus is fear. They want your eyeballs glued to the television. And what's the only way they can glue your eyes to the television? Fear. That's the most powerful emotion that we human beings have. And the financial media has mastered that component, that fear component. Because the only way that they make revenue is from you, the listener, the reader, or the watcher. It's the only way, because the financial media doesn't sell a particular product, doesn't sell a service. What they sell is fear. And they know that fear will keep you glued in that seat and keep your eyeballs on what they're trying to convey to you, which is what their advertisers want. The longer that you keep your eyes glued to that fear narrative, the more potential damage you could do to your long-term financial plan. Now let's talk about friends and family. Now friends and family sometimes, most times, have your best interests at heart. They want to see you do well. They want to see you make the right decisions. But sometimes that's not always the case. I always like to tell my quadruple heart bypass story. So imagine that you live on a street and it's a friendly street, nice houses, big trees. You've had neighbors forever. A neighbor to your left gets bypass surgery. Neighbor to your right gets open heart surgery. Imagine using your neighbor's experience to go into the doctor. And the conversation goes something like this. Hey, good morning, Mr. Investor. How you doing? We're here for your yearly checkup. Just want to make sure everything's going right. Hey, say, listen, Doc. I was wondering when I could schedule my open heart surgery. The doctor goes, wait a second. What are you talking about? Well, my neighbor across the street got quadruple bypass surgery. My neighbor to the left of me got double bypass, and my neighbor to the right had open heart surgery. It's time for me to get my open heart surgery. The doctor goes, wait a second. Slow the heart surgery truck down. We haven't run any tests. We don't know whether or not that's good for you. Now, you obviously see that's such a silly example. But yet, that same example is applied to investments. Because all the time, your neighbors, your friends, your family may be giving you financial advice that, hey, listen, this is the latest hot stock tip. Hey, this is what I've done in my portfolio. This is what's worked for me. I've had open heart surgery. Man, you should try it. It happens all the time with investments. And that's the reason why you have to be cautious about getting advice or taking advice and implementing that advice from your friends, your family, or your neighbors, coworkers. Be very careful. Sometimes what they are doing doesn't necessarily mean that you should be doing the same. Third category that I absolutely would caution you to be very hesitant with are, I refer to them as financial entertainers. The Susie Ormans, the Dave Ramseys, the Jim Cramers of the world. And Susie Orman has some good financial tips, but it's hard to sort through those financial ideas, and I'll give you an example. She was advertising that people should get her prepaid debit card. That to me is a commercial bias, because that prepaid debit card company is paying her to advertise their card. And so it's hard to discern what's good information and what's not. And, you know, Susie Orman became a millionaire by selling books, by selling services like prepaid debit cards, by selling subscription models. Her advice may not be necessarily relevant to you. She's in a different financial bracket. She's in a different financial situation than you are. And oh, by the way, she's there strictly for entertainment. She's there strictly to sell you something. When they get that popular, there's always commercial biases in whatever advice they give you. Make no mistake about it, these people are financial entertainers. They are not financial advisors. Their sole purpose in advising you is to sell their product of advice. That's it. It's not to have your best interest at heart. Now, I'm not saying that some of their ideas aren't applicable to your particular situation. What I'm saying is their motivations aren't to help you. Their motivations are to get you to subscribe to their YouTube channel, to get you to buy their book, to get you to buy their class. That's the motivation. And when that's done on a mass audience, it's very hard to take those nuggets of information that can be useful to you as an investor and apply them to your situation. They're just there to sell their books, their YouTube subscriptions, their monthly subscriptions, their courses. So, who should we listen to? Who should we listen to where the noise does not drown us? Right? We just talked about the financial media, your friends, family, neighbors, coworkers, and the financial entertainers, right? That's just all noise. So who should we listen to? Well, I would start with listening to someone who knows your particular situation. And if nobody knows your particular situation, find somebody who you can convey those things to. Convey your goals, your objectives, your risk tolerances, when you want to retire, what your vision for retirement is. A financial advisor can be a very important role in an investor's financial life, because the financial advisor exists to ensure that their client's goals are met. They know you. A good financial advisor will know you. They'll know exactly when you want to retire. They'll know exactly why money is important to you. The Susie Ormans, Jim Cramers, and Dave Ramsey are not going to know that. They're not going to understand your experiences with money. They're not going to understand what your first memory of money was and how that impacts your decisions. Your financial advisor will. That show that you're watching on MSNBC or Bloomberg is not going to know what's important about money to you. Your neighbors, you probably haven't discussed that with your neighbors. You probably haven't discussed that with your coworkers. Additionally, your financial advisor is going to know what your emotions are and understand that emotions trigger, in some cases, bad decisions that can have a devastating impact on your financial future. We talked a few episodes ago about questions you should be asking your financial advisor. Not only should you be asking questions of that financial advisor, your advisor should also be asking you questions of what's important to you. And do your research. There are many organizations that have valuable resources on financial advisors. There are many resources available to investors that can help clarify the fog of finding a financial advisor. Two, right off the top of my head, is a Certified Financial Planner Board. Talked about that in a previous podcast, CFP.com. The other is the Investments and Wealth Institute. I have many designations for financial advisors who want to continue their education and make sure that they have the credentials in order to advise their clients. Many times, financial advisors will be registered with the Investments and Wealth Institute. Those are just two resources that you can use in order to find an advisor that's right for you, because there's no one size fits all for advisors. You have to find an advisor that you feel comfortable with sharing all of those important goals, sharing all of those important objectives and what your risk levels are, and making a connection, not only from an academic perspective, but also from an emotional perspective. So once again, who do we listen to and who do we not listen to? I would encourage you to be cautious with information from the financial media, with information that you get from your friends, family members, coworkers, neighbors, and also be cautious with the information you get from the experts, the Susie Ormans, the Jim Cramers, the Dave Ramseys of the world. Be cautious with that information. Seek out a source of guidance that knows you, that knows your goals, that knows your comfort levels, that knows your emotional connections with money. That will be a relationship that could be very successful to your financial plan and see you ultimately get closer to your financial goals. Remember to follow us on social media. Make sure you like and share. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, and we are on Instagram. Thank you for listening to this episode of Emotional Wealth. I hope you enjoy these podcasts. As always, please reach out to us with any questions, comments, or future topics that you would like for us to discuss. We're always eager to hear from you and always enjoy phone calls, emails from our listeners. 314-576-6767, extension 107 is my phone number. lbroski@pineswealth.com is my email. Look forward to talking to you in future episodes. Have a great week.
You've been listening to the Emotional Wealth Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to support the podcast, please share it with others. Post about it on social media. To catch all the latest from Lon, you can follow him on YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. Or visit his website at pineswealth.com. And as always, if you have any questions or ideas for upcoming podcasts, please call Lon anytime, toll-free, 800-467-6567, or email him at podcast@pineswealth.com. Thank you for listening. Until next time, happy money.